It's 98.9 The Buzz and Spisano and Sandy. It's time for couples therapy. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi.
Don't we all need a little therapy in our lives?
Yes. I would like to think so. just me.
What's your deal? I don't want to say problem because that's a little harsh.
Well, I mean, I'm hoping it's not going to be a problem. basically, the situation is this. My husband and I just moved back. We've been in Virginia where he was in the military, and he's going to be spending some time with my family for, I mean, he's met them before, obviously. He's my husband, but they don't really know him.
Okay.
And I'm a little concerned because he's kind of like got this chip on his shoulder, like I'm going to be myself and all this nonsense. And, you know, he's a bit of a foul mouth guy. I call him my pirate.
Okay.
he's a very good man, but my dad is, like, super traditional, super conservative, and so I'd ask him, like, you know, at least at first, when they first get there, can you just, like, cool it and take it easy? Like, let him like you first.
Oh,
like, let them like you, and then show your true colors.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, you don't have to start off with, like, the F-bomb. Like, let's let them see that we're, like, a good, happy couple, and then let it all hang out. You know?
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. Is your dad, you said he's kind of a conservative dad. Sandy, you've never heard your dad swear except for maybe once,
right? I still, to this day, would not swear in front of my own
Really?
Father. Yeah. I mean, we get together every Friday night, and last Friday, my sister said, you know, a swear word, and I'm like, Debbie, Dad's right there. And she's like, Sandra, we're like grown adults. I'm like, still. So I get where you're coming from.
Uh-huh. But your dad's
yeah,
like,
and it's not like, I'm not worried about judgment. I just don't want to hear about it. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't want to hear it. I'm an adult, and I just would like to avoid the hassle, you know?
But your husband says he's a man of his own. He walks to the beat of his own drum.
And I almost feel like because I brought it up, now he's, like, more determined.
Oh, God. Now he's going to work in an F-bomb any way he can.
I'm pretty nervous about it.
All right. And you said is this the first time that you're hosting a big family get together?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is sort of like my debut as like hosting, you know. Yeah, it's a big deal for me. You know, I have a lot of stress, and I think he's like trying to get me to loosen up, but he's just making me tighter, you know?
I'd say, you know, he sounds like he knows his own deal, and I don't think you can change that.
Like, just take a minute to consider my deal, you know, because I'm the one that's going to hear about it. They're not going to call him and be like, I don't know if she's the right girl for you. You know, that's not.
I'm on your husband's side, so let him be him, because why change, you know?
Oh.
It'll just make it more awkward.
I'm saying, like, help me protect my butt, you know, like, be yourself.
All right.
Help me out, man.
We put it out to the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are all therapists. 222-2899, whose side are you on? Her side, where
for me.
Her husband needs to clean up his mouth in front of her family. Or are you on her husband's side? Like Scotty says, he shouldn't have to change.
Right. All right. Hey, good luck. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. See ya. Thanks for being on The Buzz.
Good thanks. Luck with your debut.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks.
Let's get this one first. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Everybody just needs to relax and be themselves.
Nope. You can't.
Yeah,
not when you're meeting.
Sandy.
He's everybody making a first impression.
Yeah, okay, first impression. Why do you want to start off a first impression with a lie?
Well, because that's what we do to make our family like
you. You can't make anybody like anybody. You can't force the situation. It is better to be yourself up front, both him and her father.
Mm-hmm.
Up front. I mean, he doesn't have to go out of his way to be an a-hole.
Right.
He should mind his manners, but he shouldn't have to change who he is in order just to impress. You're going to get farther in life by just being yourself and being proper than trying to pretend you're somebody you're not.
It's too much work. It's too much work.
Okay, so you said mind your manners. That's all she wants him to do. You're not going to go read to a kindergarten class swearing, are you? No, you change who you are for your environment. That's all she's asking him to do is be on his best behavior.
Yeah, but you only read to a kindergarten class and once or twice in your life, maybe if ever.
Well, you have the family over once or twice.
But you have to be every time for the rest of your living adult life.
No, she just wants it
now. You have to change yourself to be in front of the dad. That's
wrong. She just said for our debut when we host, my family doesn't know him well because we haven't been in town. Just be on your best behavior. Don't swear. That's all she's saying. Don't swear.
I think there's more behind it than that. But from what she was saying, from what I was gathering. But
yeah.
Anyways,
yeah.
Everybody needs to be themselves and be on their proper manners, and everything will go fine.
Okay.
But don't pretend to be somebody else.
You're right. On the husband's side. Oh, by the way, Merry Christmas. Hi, DeBaz. Good morning. What do you think?
I think that she should just warn her father that he's a little rough around the edges. I mean, she loves him the way he is, so he shouldn't have to pretend to be someone he's not.
Right.
And it's very hard not to swear if that's what you do on a regular basis. Like, well, you could tone it down, but there's no way that you can actually possibly not swear for a whole time like that.
You can, because Scott does it. Like, off the air. Oh my God.
You know, there's this.
Scotty's my little pirate.
Yeah. But this is different. If I swear on the air, that's like a $100,000 fine.
Right.
And, yeah, it's a little different.
It's everyday life. It's just hard not to do it.
Yeah, I know, like, right.
You should get an eye patch so when his dad shows up, then he can just say,
I love it. Okay, let's go to the next call on the buzz. It's couples therapy, and you are a therapist. Can you help us? Hi.
First of all, I kind of agree with the guy before the person that you just put on.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he shouldn't have to change himself. However, he should also want to have some respect. I mean, it is her parents,
mm-hmm.
but the father of his wife, he should accept him either way.
You know, here's how I did it, because we all have potty mouths.
Do you swear in front of your father-in-law?
Well, that's the thing. I waited until he dropped the first one. Then it was okay.
That's all this wife is asking for. Please don't come out the gate the minute you
open
the door. Well, welcome to our blanket house.
Yeah, but he's feeling like she wants him to change, and he's like totally fighting against changing who he is.
Hey, thank you so much for being on Couples Therapy this
morning.
You're welcome. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.